I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you got a big one this deer season, the State Division of Natural Resources wants to see it. I'll tell you a little more coming up in just a moment.
You know, some people think that hunting is just sitting around waiting for a deer to walk by. Hunting is the original outdoor challenge. You'll test yourself physically and mentally against the elements. It's intense, exhilarating, and every day is an adventure. Whether you take a shot or not.
Not what you expected? Then give hunting a try. Plan your adventure today at huntinfo.org.
With the bulk of the buck hunting seasons behind us, the DNR is launching its annual Big Buck Contest. Gene Thorne is one of those who helps coordinate the event.
It actually is the West Virginia Big Buck Contest. We've run this contest since 1964, and people sometimes think we do have contests for other game like bear and turkeys, but we don't. We run a contest for antlered deer.
Hunters have their big racks scored by an official Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young certified score to see if they meet the minimum requirements for trophy status in West Virginia.
Bow-killed bucks that score 125 typical or 155 non-typical, and gun-killed bucks that score 140 typical or 165 non-typical are eligible for entry.
Thorne is one of those scorers and says the system used for scoring is very accurate and involves a lot of measurements, deductions, and mathematical formulas.
It's a measurement of different aspects of the antlers, and it's done precisely and consistently, and it's a good scoring system.
And Thorne adds, beyond recognizing hunters for quite an accomplishment, there is some value in all the data that is collected for the DNR as well.
We keep a record in a file of every buck that's entered into this contest, and even the ones that don't make it are actually important, because we could go back and actually compile the results from each county and see the differences in the state and how antlers, the trends have gone up or down in the size of the antlers. And it's a good data source for us, what it is.
Getting a rack scored is not a big problem, but it does take some legwork. The most popular opportunity comes next month at the Hunting and Fishing Show in Charleston.
That's where a lot of them are scored. We also take appointments at each one of our district offices can steer the hunter towards a scorer, and some of them are out in the field and some are actually in district offices, but they can get them to them. And by appointment, you can have your deer scored all around the state. But a lot of the, particularly the southern deer, are scored in Charleston.
Now, to be officially recognized for the record books, a rack must dry for 60 days, but that requirement is waived for the West Virginia contest so as to allow all the bucks killed in this past year to have a chance. The biggest of the four classes will be recognized at the National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration in September. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.